Macy Gray's 1999 debut album, How Life Is, was an immediate success, selling over 4 million copies. But after so-so sales of her follow-up, The Id, in 2001, Gray seemed in danger of becoming a one-hit wonder. Rock critic Ken Tucker says Gray's new album, The Trouble With Being Myself, should do a lot to reestablish Gray as a unique pop voice.
To call Macy Gray's new album, The Trouble With Being Myself, delightful is to minimize its sensual intelligence and considerable emotional depth. But let's hear it for delight first anyway. Gray's third collection is crammed with easygoing rhythm section grooves, topped by chicken scratch guitar riffs, plonking piano chords, and nimble horn charts that span 60s soul and the jauntier aspects of present-day hip-hop. This is the most loose yet disciplined music Gray has made. Whether she's singing about the joys of making up after a fight on that lead-off cut, When I See You, or extolling the virtues of good sex in a frolicsome, innocent way on Screamin'.
Don't hear nothing but bad news lately, and all my family has gone crazy, but I guess it don't matter since the world is gonna end. Gonna make a change, at least I'll try to. Will they notice when I do? And if I don't make it, will you still be my friend? So tell me when I'll see you again. It'll all be better. All of my troubles, they go away when you're on top of me, loving me down, making sounds. That is so good. I am screaming.
Gray's previous effort, The Id, was, well, an effort. The overwrought, overproduced work of an artist coping with debut album mega success. Trouble, by contrast, could have been called the superego. It's all strut and confidence, full of advice for a happier life. This itself is bracing, since Gray can come off on stage as a likable nutcase, scattered and distracted. There's a tradition for that sort of image in R&B, of course. Al Green can seem addled in his pursuance of the divine, and George Clinton's P-Funk is, among many other things, an elaborate excuse to behave wackily on stage. And Gray's hardcore devotees understand this pose as a way to cope with fame and perhaps her genuine shyness. Others, however, to judge from the relatively weak sales of The Id, wrote her off too soon, as it turns out from the evidence here.
There's a place that's good for me, got money, skies, and fruity trees, and trust me, love is on the way. Baby, baby, satisfaction fills the air and holds me close like teddy bears, and it's a sunshiny day. Even when it's cold and dark outside, inside the sexy people screaming that they love me, cause I'm Macy Gray. Crazy, crazy, when the party never ends and all the aliens, all my friends, they see me, they say, hey, hey.
The title of The Trouble With Being Myself tips off the listener that Gray hasn't lost any of her self-absorption. A song called Jesus for a Day should be enough to rest my case. But the song I just played, She Don't Write Songs About You, is primarily why a guy who's not reciprocating should love her simply for the reason her diehard fans do, quote, because I'm Macy Gray. To be sure, no Gray release would be complete without at least one song that rattles her audience a little. That tune here is My Fondest Childhood Memories, a peppy, Latin-inflected melody written in the first person, whose lyric describes the way a young Macy killed tempters who she believes slept with her mother and her father. Gray cheerfully announces that she was let off for her crimes because of her youth. Here's a measure of the universal honesty of her imagination. Who among us hasn't had such vindictive thoughts of someone who may have wronged us and further dreamed of getting away with it?
And feathers. She gave me ice cream every time
The depth I referred to earlier can be found on this album's nuanced, varied theme of how deeply love cuts and heals. You can hear it in the aching plaintiveness of She Ain't Right For You and Speechless. In her insistence that contentment is best enjoyed with an equal partner on both Happiness and Screamin'. These add up to a remarkable cluster of songs, entrancing in their mastery of styles from Sly Stone party music to Stevie Wonder balladry. From its shrewdly knowing title to the barbed hooks that snag you into nearly every song on The Trouble With Being Myself, Macy Gray is in complete, serene control.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly. Coming up, Lost in La Mancha. Director Terry Gilliam tells us about his biggest fiasco. This is Fresh Air.